This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. John Malici on email. With the Penrith Panthers creating an NRL dynasty and the GWS Giants losing key players and potentially starting another rebuild, should the AFL be concerned about the future of the Giants? It seems the future for the Suns is looking brighter, and there is a pun intended there, according to John, than that of the Giants. It's an interesting dynamic, Hutch. I'd rather get your answer than me to give mine on that, because you play in that space from an advertising perspective, which is why they put the Giants into that part of the country. And John's right. Penrith dominating, I would have thought.
John, where to start here? So Western Sydney is rugby league heartland. The circle between Penrith and Parramatta is the absolute sweet spot, and the AFL have got an enormous amount of work to do out there. It's not just the Giants' job. It's the AFL and the Giants' job. With that being said, I do worry a bit about the Giants in Western Sydney. I just don't feel they have gone anywhere near to winning it over. I don't feel that they spend enough time there. I don't think the key figures live there, which is, I think, is an issue, and I've said that before. And I don't think the AFL put enough resources out there either to support them.
There's also a massive retreat from the selling point of it. To go into Blacktown itself, which was the geographical pinpoint of the growth, yep. And then within a few years, retreating back to the city, back to the Homebush complex, which made sense from a facility point of view, yep. Absolutely, given it was the old Olympic Stadium area. But it removed them from that Blacktown region as being the central point to it, and it basically became an extension of the CBD.
Well, players and key staff don't live out there. So it's a drive-in, drive-out club at the moment. Now,
That's the first time I've heard you worried about it. Normally you're all in on the AFL pursuits.
Not everyone drives in, drives out, by the way. There are some that live out there, but one of the successes of Geelong has been that the players and club have built a community and live in, they walk those streets and win the town over. And I know you might think it's optics, but I think it's important that you embrace the community you represent. And I'm not certain.
Which Penrith clearly does, doesn't it? From what I can gather as a supporter, as an observer from a long way away, but they seem to be beholden to this.
And so do Parramatta, without question. But they have a long, much longer legacy than the Giants do, and much more cultural roots.
All right. That's as strong as you've been on that issue. Normally you're just all in on the sell.
I'm not saying that I don't understand why key figures don't live there. It is more, you could argue it's more pleasant to live by the water. I get it. But I just worry about how you win a community over relentlessly if you're not walking those streets all day and night.
Rob Murdoch on Twitter, this is to you, Hutchie. And if it's been brought up in previous episodes, please ignore. But what's happening with the AFL radio rights?
Rob, they've been finalised. So a new fresh two-year deal has been done with everybody.
And he does ask, is SEN involved? Yes, it is. I can answer that bit, Robs. But you as an organisation, and maybe you personally, have lost control of the entire distribution. Is that what's happened in the new one?
We never had control of the entire distribution. We had a series of supply arrangements with other partners, and we continue to have those. They've just changed. For instance, in Adelaide, we now supply Cruise, 1323 AM, which is Adelaide's top rating AM station,
Hutchie, just a broad question about the rights.
Which is owned by ARN as opposed to 5AA. So, and we have our own stations now in Adelaide.
But ultimately, all the deals in the next arrangements are with the actual station itself. They're not through you. Is that the difference?
There's not really much difference at all, to be honest.
Just listen to Triple M, Rob. It's all you need to know. And as seemingly everyone did this year, number one across all times across Friday through Sunday. Jared Moore on Twitter. Our AFL list managers the least accountable in the industry, having to salary dump players just a couple of years into a long-term contract is the sort of mistake that it'd have anyone else following the player out the door.
Jared, I think it's a very fair question.
Great question.
I think we've had very little criticism of those responsible for the salary cap dumps because of the story's been followed without really. In fact, I'll challenge you, Damo, on Trade Radio to go exploring the why in the salary cap dump.
Haven't you been listening to what we've been doing this year already and last year and the year before when it first blew up?
Yeah, but I don't think
we need to explore.
There's been a lot of errors made.
By, to Jared's point, the list managers.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think it's a great point, Jared. And
Yeah, the players, the people making these decisions have got a reason just to ask them, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people when it plays up. Question, what's the advantage of not revealing the secret herbs and spices of the free agent compensation? Surely transparency breeds trust. That's from Pete on Twitter.
I'll tell you why, Pete. I don't reckon there is a secret herbs and spices. It's just how do we all feel this? What's the vibe here?
But that is the secret herbs and spices. Yep. That is it, Pete. And it won't. The transparency bit can get trumped by the ability to do whatever it is you want to do at a particular point in time. Simon Morris, Hutchie, you want to read that one?
With footy trade season in full swing, which media talent from a rival radio station would you love to bring into Triple M Demo and SEN myself that enjoy from afar and would suit your station? Thanks for the podcast.
Interesting. Lordo? Kane? Can I have Lordo and Kane?
Matthew Lloyd, very good, Simon. I can't argue with that one. My head probably goes to NRL talent.
No, it doesn't. It's an AFL perspective. He's talking about trade season, Hutchie. Go on, say it. Say who you'd like.
I think Matthew Lloyd's fantastic. I think Caroline Wilson always have a home on our airwaves. No, not so much.
I wouldn't want to go there, Hutchie. I've been at Triple M for 16, 17 years now.
Not so much. I don't think you're...
I wouldn't want to go. No, I don't. I'm just with the number one station on footy, Hutchie.
I don't think your monotone style and kind of cynicism suits our kind of breed of optimism.
No, but people get it on Triple M, Hutchie. And as we saw this year, really number one across Friday, Saturday night, Sunday. We have listeners.
I'm not really... I think you're...
Lots of them.
You're a bit... You're a bit crass.
There's another one you might want to get me on, Hutchie. There's another crack here if you want to keep going.
Yeah, which one? Jared Wilch?
Yep.
While scrolling the AFL app this morning, you noticed a link to today's episode of AFL Occasionally. The byline uses the phrase, star journalist Damien Barrett. Would you consider using this hyperbole in the promo materials for the sounding board? Good point, Jared.
I'm taking my beautiful family to New York for Christmas, says Scott Archer on email. Where should I take them for Christmas dinner?
Didn't we answer this last week?
I think we did, Jane. Yeah. Come on, Jane. Come on.
I'll tell you what I did.
Where did you suggest? Oh, you suggested the lake house, didn't you?
I'll tell you what I have been getting emails for people asking for New York suggestions.
Yeah.
The other day I got one from saying, where do I go jet skiing? I've had a few of those this year, so... You know, Dave and I are big fans of the jet skiing.
Well, I'd never do it again. It was a very hairy experience when I fell off too. I fell off. Remember, I crashed the jet ski and lost my glasses. I actually crashed. And that's not a river you want to be swimming around and bobbing around in, Hutchie, as you know, particularly when you can't see and your glasses sink to the bottom of that. I was coughing for 3 days after that. I don't know what was coming up from that river.
I had a jet ski in the Hudson only 8 weeks ago.
Did you?
I parked the jet ski near the Statue of Liberty and had a swim demo in the little bay behind the statue. Yeah, it's beautiful.
In the Hudson River?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, that's not a river I'd swim in by choice, Archie.
Easily done. So the jet ski company is called Sea and the City, S-E-A and the City.
It was one of the great experiences, I'll give you that.
And in the summertime they do... Well, 8 months here they do jet skis.
It's very dangerous. There's tankers, ship tankers.
Oh, my God.
What about when Pickers fell off and he was bobbing his way toward that big ship?
Have a listen to this one. Oh. I took my 12-year-old stepson.
I sent you an article where someone died about a month after. I did.
So cynical, honestly.
Oh, sorry, someone dying on a jet ski in the Hudson.
I mean,
it's an ugly river, Hutchie. There's stuff floating around in it. There's pylons of old piers.
And in the winter you can get the hot tubs now from the same company.
What?
Yeah, outdoor hot tubs.
What, on the river?
I take it in the river on an outdoor hot tub, on the boat. So if you go to New York, I'd highly recommend it. Everyone misses it on the travel
set. We've lost our way here. Do you want one more question?
Yeah, well, from Mark...
All jokes aside, what's Simon Fenton asking about me, Hutchie? All jokes aside about Damien and his excessive annual leave. When it's through like the North and Brisbane coaching items still in play, do you pursue the story or go and leave?
It goes on leave, Simon.
Simon, I've never, ever gone on leave. But
you went on leave during the Esther saga.
Hutchie, that is not true because your other line of – you were bagging me for not going to that year's Super Bowl. That's your line on that, I don't take leave.
No, you're not back by the start of February, but you like to be around just in case something happens.
Well, I'm glad I was that year, Hutchie, because we were able to get that one out. Probably should finish with a serious one or just leave it because we've lost our way.
It's the questions.
Jet skis on the Hudson.
Question time for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to have a drink, if you're choosing to jet ski,
be careful.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.